Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, on this second Sunday of Lent, we reflect on the life of Abraham and also on the lives of some of the apostles of Jesus. Like them, we too have been called and chosen, not for our own sake, but for the sake of the salvation of the world. The first reading tells of the call of Abraham. It says God called Abraham to leave behind all that he was accustomed to and go to the unknown. Abraham obeyed and left his kinsfolk and walked into the unknown. In that unknown place, God was to make Abraham a blessing to all humanity. You and I are beneficiaries of the leap of faith of Abraham. In the Gospel, we read that Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a mountain where they could be alone. In that lonely place, the apostles encountered the Lord in a dramatic way. First, they saw Moses and Elijah speaking with their master Jesus. Next, God descended in the form of a bright cloud and covered them with his shadow. Then they heard the voice of God, which said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This changed their lives forever. Like Abraham and like the apostles, we too are called to literally take a distance away from the normal and the usual. We are called to move away from our comfortable zone and walk into the spiritual unknown. There, God will speak to our hearts. And that is what Lent is meant for. During Lent, we are encouraged to make a spiritual journey into the unknown, the deep recesses of our being, and there to meet the Lord God in the silence of our hearts. That special encounter we'll make with the Lord is meant to lead us into a deeper relationship with the Lord God. Until we build a strong relationship in the silent and deep recess of our being with the Lord, we may only be scratching at the surface of our faith, and this may not yield the desired fruits. Many of us Christians, Catholics, are easily satisfied to know that we have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ. Any other thing else counts for nothing. But Lent gives us a different perspective of our life in Christ. We are to take a step away and make a journey into the unknown. We are to consciously and intentionally make a deliberate effort to meet God in the most unlikely places of our lives. That may entail some discomfort and some hardships. But St. Paul, who experienced such encounters with the Lord, entreats us to not shy away from so great an effort. He simply said, "Bear your share of the hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God." And added, "God saved us and called us to a holy life, according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began." Lent is an opportunity to meet God, the God of mercy, through the suffering of his Son Jesus Christ. Lent is meant to make us special disciples, to give of our best for the salvation of the world. Let us all go out to embrace the cross of Christ, and through that cross, bring peace to the world.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.